Our next award is the Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year Award. And I'd like to first have the four people that are nominated by their fellow citizens as Citizen of the Year to stand and be acknowledged. First off, Odge Gribble, current President of the Chamber of Commerce. Debbie Smith, President of the Sherwood Citizens for Quality Living. Bill Mapplethorpe, whose accomplishments, one of his accomplishments you just saw a few minutes ago with the scholarships. And finally, Steve Landis, city police officer who is our DARE instructor in the schools. I think all four of these people deserve to be Citizen of the Year, and they all deserve a round of applause right now. Unfortunately, only one person can get the award every year, and the individual who's getting the award tonight is someone who has been president of the Chamber of Commerce for two terms, former president of the Robin Hood Festival Association, originator and organizer of our annual Onion Festival, and probably an originator and organizer of practically every event that's gone on in this community for years. I'd like to give the award tonight to Odge Gribble. Our next Chamber of Commerce Award is a new award that has not been given before, and that's for the Sherwood Business of the Year. Again, nominations for this award were submitted by citizens and presumably business patrons in the community who were impressed by the business services four of our businesses have offered. And I'd again like to have the owner or managers of those businesses stand to be acknowledged because they all deserve the award. The first is the U.S. National Bank Sherwood Branch. I think branch manager Marilyn Schulte is in the back here. Old Mill Flowers. I don't know if Jackie's here tonight or not. Is she? No. Smockville Antiques and Railroad Street Antique Mall. And finally, the Sherwood Food Pavilion, Christy Spencer. Give all those people a round of applause. Our winner is a business family who has really persevered in their business for over 10 years, has gone through thick and thin, and has had, I think, the courage to continue to invest in the community by buying one of our historic buildings and opening additional businesses last year. That business is our 1991 Sherwood Business of the Year, Smockville Station Antiques, Railroad Street Antique Mall. I'd like to have the harvest come up. Our next group of awards are City of Sherwood Awards, and I'd like to have Mayor Rick Holmbaum come forward to help me with the service awards for our employees. This year we have four employees who are reaching a milestone in their service to the city. Again, like with the school district, either their fifth or their 10th year of service. In her fifth year of service this year is Carol Roos, our City Finance Department accounting clerk. We have three 10-year service awards. The first award goes to Jerry Neal, our public works foreman. Jerry came down ill today, so he could not be here tonight. Another 10-year service award goes to Pam Peterson, city utility worker, and I do not know if Pam is here tonight or not. I didn't see her. Finally, a third 10-year service award goes to Chief Larry Laws of our police department. The next award is an award voted on by the employees of the city honoring one of their peers for their performance and service to the city and to the community in the last year. This award in the past has gone to employees of the finance department, employees of the police department, public works, and administration. This year, again, another employee of the police department is being honored for his service and commitment to the community. The 1991 Sherwood Employee of the Year is Police Lieutenant Mike Jordan. Our next award is also a new award in its first year. This year we asked all the members of our city advisory boards, the Parks Board, Library Board, Planning Commission, Budget Committee, as well as the City Council and city staff, to nominate city volunteers for an award. These are people that volunteer by working in the library, helping out in the parks, being a police reserve, and in many ways help us stretch our dollars better to serve the community. We had many, many nominations, but the award is going tonight to a lady who certainly, I believe she probably lives at the library, at least all the times I've been in the library in the last year. Virginia Hyde is there helping out to keep our library open. And I'd like Virginia to come forward to receive this award. Next, we have the Brass Spade Award, and some of you may be wondering what the Brass Spade Award means. This is an award we haven't given for several years. It's not because we haven't had people we wish to honor, but quite frankly, as we had a supply of brass spades, and about 2 years ago we ran out, and we haven't been able to find any more. Fortunately, this year, Jack Harper of our Parks Board found one, and it's very, very appropriate because we decided to give it to somebody who has literally decades of service in an interest in our park system. Our only regret is that he is not here tonight to receive the award, and I'd like Jack Harper to come forward to announce the winner and talk a little bit about his accomplishments and achievements.
This award tonight is given in behalf of Lauren Drummond. His wife Peggy and family could not be here tonight, so I volunteered to accept it for them. Now, if you know, Lauren Drummond has lived in Sherwood for a number of years, and I think everybody has known him by his generosity, and you see him on the street, he speaks to everybody, he's a real good human being. Now, he passed away about 2 weeks ago, and the family hesitated on coming down here tonight for good reason. So I volunteered to accept this award. I'm going to read it to you. Lauren Drummond, 1991 Brass Spade Award for outstanding contribution to city parks, City of Sherwood, Oregon. Thank you.
The final award tonight is not a city award. This is an award given by the Oregon Association of Chiefs of Police. It's an achievement award given by the association. This year, the award is going to a member of our community who is responsible for a program that I think many of you are probably familiar with. That is the DARE program. Perhaps what you are not familiar with is this gentleman is not only responsible for the program in the city of Sherwood, he is responsible for bringing this important program to the state of Oregon. To present the award tonight is Chief Ron Goodpaster of the city of Tigard.
Good evening. My name is Ron Goodpaster. I'm the Chief Police for the City of Tigard. I'm the past president of the Oregon Association of Chiefs of Police, and I'm currently the chairman of the Association Awards Committee. I'm here this evening to bestow upon Chief Laws the highest recognition that our association gives at its annual conference based on achievement. The award that Chief Laws is receiving tonight is the Max Patterson Memorial Award, which is named after the police chief of Gladstone that passed away this last September. And it's based on community involvement, work with juveniles, and it's compared with significant impact on the community. This award is one that's given and nominations are made by fellow chiefs and officers and members of the association. And that's why it is, of all the awards that we give, because it comes from the peers, it is the highest award that the association can give. And this evening, that award is being presented to your chief, who you should be very proud of his accomplishments, Chief Larry Laws. Larry, would you come up, please? Just stand right here for me. Chief Laws is known throughout the state of Oregon as the father of DARE, Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program in the state of Oregon. Several years ago, Chief Laws was attending a seminar and heard some general information regarding the DARE program. And it struck him that this would be a significant program, not only to bring to the city and the community of Sherwood and to the kids here, but to see if he couldn't instill that program throughout the entire state of Oregon. After numerous inquiries as to the availability of DARE instructors, Chief Laws learned that the instructors were out of the Los Angeles Police Department, and it was a program jointly founded by the Los Angeles Unified School District and the Los Angeles Police Department. Undaunted by that, Chief Laws made numerous inquiries to try and have one of his officers go there to receive the training, and once he learned the cost, realized it would be cost prohibitive for him to do. But that didn't stop him one bit. Matter of fact, I think, quite frankly, that probably intensified his efforts to bring DARE to Oregon and to the community of Sherwood. What Larry then did was go out and seek from two different organizations grants totaling approximately $12,000, which then brought two DARE instructor certified police officers from the city of Los Angeles to the state of Oregon for the first time and presented the first DARE instructors class in Oregon. This now has been brought back to the Board on Police Standards and Training, which now presents annual courses on DARE instruction, and there are now over 140 officers in the state of Oregon that are instructing DARE in a variety of different communities throughout the entire state. I think that your police chief, Larry Laws, certainly deserves this recognition and has certainly lived up to and has lived the title of being the father of DARE in Oregon. And this evening, Larry, I have I have for you a plaque from the Oregon Association of Chiefs of Police to be presented to you. And the plaque is the Max Patterson Memorial Award presented to Chief Larry A. Laws for outstanding service to the young people of Oregon, dated April the 11th, 1991. Larry, congratulations.
That is certainly a beautiful award. It catches me off guard. They tried to keep it a secret for a while, but it was difficult to do that with it happening around the country. But I really would like to thank at least two people who made this award possible. And that's Lieutenant Mike Williams, and Pam Lammers sitting over there, because those two and I together really put on a lot of work and we got the job done, and shows you that even a small community can initiate and carry out worthwhile jobs. I really appreciate my peers and the rest of the community for this award. Thank you very much.
Now, I'd like the Boy Scout Honor Guard to come forward for the presentation of colors.
My name is Stephanie Thornton, and I am part of Operation Hometown, and my husband is serving overseas in the Army. I'm honored to be part of this community recognition of our service personnel. Tonight, we would like to present a certificate of appreciation to three of our honorees and to a member of the families of those who are far from home. Please come forward as I call your name. Vernon Bagley. Todd Barton, Michael Barstead, Chris Eaton, Jason Eaton, Guy Gerritsen, Kevin Gibson, Roger Hanna, Stephen Hilly, Robert Horn.
Yeah, member of their family.
Thank you. Justin Hubinette, Russell Kimber, Charles Kreider, John Lapp, Alex Lennox, Brad Lindquist, Eric Means, Leo Morales, Jack Murray, Shay Nana, Todd Newcomb, Noel Nichols, Toy Nolan, Christopher Onstead, Kevin Riken, Jim Reddick, Mark Sinclair, Mike Sizemore, Matthew Thornton, Dwayne Veach, James Warfield, Linda Volk, Lori Volk, Roger Paul Volk, Bruce Weiss, and Ken Yohe. The three present tonight are Howard Duffield, Brian Strahan, and Rob Walker.
I think that must have been the police chief. This was our last honorees for tonight. We felt that this was really an important part of what we are trying to do tonight, to honor the service personnel and the wives, husbands, families of those that were serving in any of the wars, but particularly in this last war. So we think they all deserve a great big round of applause.